in this case, I've seen a tough nun alas if alas. Dini hagolas kalim. Machava says in Sivalov, Kedir shal cheris, shinstamish behem chomit kolashono. You have pots made out of earthenware that were used for chomits the entire year. Afilu oisim shal oisim behem daiso mini kamachim. Even those which were used for cereal, which was chomits, there's a lot of grain here, and it's absorbed when it's hot. So just clean it out well. So there's no chametz that's there. You're allowed to keep it after Pesach until after Pesach. Then to use it after Pesach, whether it's using it with the same items or using it with different items. Now you'll put it on Pesach in a place which is a safe, secure place. And a rago leilich sham. A place that you're not used to going to, so you won't come to use it on Pesach. Would be best to put it into a room and to hide the key. But to go ahead and to try to kasher it by putting it in a fire, doing libun in a mayolahem, that won't help. It won't help for any kli cheres that was used with hot chametz. Now, even if it wasn't used with direct heat, but rather it was used with hot water. The Ramah says, some say, well, also even if it was only used with klisheni. If you fill it with coals, it won't help. We're concerned that maybe you'll be concerned about the kli, shemapaki, that it's going to break. It's going to split. And you won't, therefore, heat it properly. And therefore, the kashering won't be good. However, but if you put it back into the furnace where they create new kli cheres, that would be mutter. Because since you're putting it into such a big fire, you're obviously showing that you're not concerned that it will split. But to put into our ovens are not hot enough and therefore won't help. There are masses called kli sha'atzoch libon ha'gala, any kli which requires libon or ha'gala, putting it immersing in boiling water. Also, l'shtamish b'ay afilu tzaynan b'lay hafshat. It's going to be also to use it even for cold without kashering it first. Kedeirais mishnevus of cotton aleph huadin ka'aris plates shetashmishin ali de iroi uklisheni, where it's used through a level of heat of either pouring from a kli rishon or inside a klisheni. Gamkin din ha'chi, the same halacha would apply. Shalcheres says the mishnevus further, huadin shar kelim she'in shalcheres, other kelim which are not cheres, im ena reitzel la'gilon or labnon. If he doesn't want to put them through this kashering process, gamkin efshar b'haytakantel l'shavshon l'kaimen achat Pesach, you can also do the same thing. You can clean them off and keep them until after Pesach. El shadibah b'haifa, we're talking about the normal case, to b'shar kelim, kivin sheish lam takana, eno isa kein rak magilon amalavna kilokamik, because other kelim, since he has an etza, so it was common practice just to go ahead and kasher it, as we'll see further on. Mr. Burish Nishtamish Baham says the Kalim Khadashim Shekina Mayashok, a new Kalim that you buy from the marketplace, Afil Klicheris, even if it's a Klicheris, ain't Sarch Lisavik Baham Shemish Nishtamshubai, you don't have to be concerned that maybe it was used. The Inderach Lishtamish Bekalim Khadashim, that's not the Derech to use new Kalim. Vain Trichana Latzfila, Kiklimatchis, the only thing it will require, it would be Tfila, just like a metal Kli. Avokasha Niknim and Anachri Bebesai, but if you go to a guy and buy from his house, Vain Nikr Baham Vadeshim Khadashim, and you can't see very clearly that it's new kelim. So ime kli matches, if it's a metal kli, tsarch misafik lagilon elulavnon kfitash misha. So misafik, you have to put it through hagala or libon according to the way it's used, based on the way it's used normally. Mavad mashet tsarch latavon, besides for the chi of tefila. Vimhem kli cheres, if it's kli cheres, tsarch shvir misafik, you have to break it, because that's the concept we're talking about here, that you cannot kasher a kli cheres. The words in the Mechaba Kol Hashana says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vahu adin afil nishtamish b'hem chametz techa Pesach." That even if you use it for chametz in the middle of Pesach, "Dai b'di'evet b'shish of heitav, heitav umutu l'shaysan achar Pesach, b'di'evet it's okay to clean it out well and keep it after Pesach." Gevur le'el b'simen b'reish simen Tof Mem Zain. Uve Prima Godem, a fact effect of Prima Megodem as a Shaila and Bishal Behem Beshvi Shal Pesach Beretz Yisrael. If you use it on the last day of Pesach and Eretz Yisrael, the 7th, Beshmi Shal Pesach Ludidon, Bechutzar, it's the 8th day of Pesach, whether we have, Ba'i Shakli Ben Yaimai, Shal Elishtamish Bai. So he says that possibly you should not use it when it's still a Ben Yaimai. Use it the next day. In other words, that's what he's saying. The last day, don't use it the next day when it's still a Ben Yaimai. Afilo Aysam, we said that even the ones you use to make dice, and therefore Kleimar, the Ozim, Bloom, Harbe Chometz, there's a lot of Chometz inside. Mivashba Ma'achar Pesach, Bevade Le Yeshishim Negdom, we definitely can't count on there being 60 in the contents of the pot, connected with what's in the walls. Afilo Achim Mutter, nevertheless, it's Mutter Vatam, the reason. Danun Kaimalon, the Chometz, Lachar Pesach, Menatarim Mutter, they're really keeping Chometz through Pesach. After Pesach, it's really mutter from the Torah. Ve'ena aser el mishum knasa. It's only aser because of a knas. The consul chomash shehisha chometz chom gave him a knas because he was over the deraisa of keeping chometz. For the consul al chometz shehu be'ena. So the only knas they give is chometz, which is there directly. Aba masha balua bekli. But what's inside a kli like consul they didn't give a knas. So lefikach mutter afilu chachilu levashel b'machikach. So therefore, it will be mutter even the chachilu to use them to cook afterwards. Meshafshafon, from Leshifshafon Kedem HaPesach, let's say he didn't clean it before Pesach, Meshafshan Teich HaPesach, will clean it during Pesach, or Acha Pesach, Kedin, Leibir Kedem Pesach, and Mavur Lusim Toflam and Hay, just like we always talk about, if a person was not Mavir Chametz before Pesach, and he finds it during Chol HaMoed, or after Pesach, Umatz Nian, you should put it away. Yeshnaigin Lasada Kli B'dil Shal Chametz, some people go ahead and they take the leaden kalim, which are used for chametz b'sech habayis, b'goyva kaisel, they place it on their wall, b'makam she'en yad adam agas l'sham, in a place where a person can't reach, b'im sedur and kliyim ha'pesach l'noi, they put it up for decoration. B'im limchis b'yad, and Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't stop them, b'af b'sha kol davar she'gazur lov machacham machal shash, she'me yishkaf yishtamish b'y l'chilku b'zeroysam, v'asru afilik b'ya isay adavar esakam. So even though when Chazal said that something's asru because you might come to use it and they told you to put it away, they didn't differentiate between if you put it very high or not. Commission is by Simon Resha Ayan Hay. We call Malcolm Kimachaina ben a Yaiman Biblius Chamet Beshash Misajanai. So since at the time when they're putting them on the wall, it's already past 24 hours from when it was Belaya Chametz. When we call Shkim Ba'isan Shereif Tashmishan Beklishania, but Sinai Kagan Kankanim and Lachish. Definitely those that most of the time it's only used with Klishania or with cold water. In a way where the whole question of the belia is not so simple. In lachlush, so then we don't have to be concerned. We call makam a machmer, but that tavel of brach if you're machmer, that definitely would be better. So we said it was best to put into ruma tzniya mafteach or tzalaymer, and therefore in yavai lachapis acha mafteach yiskeshu pesach. If you start looking for the key, that will be a built-in reminder that it's pesach. We said that if it's to try to kasha this klicheres in fire does not help. Because the hesek shirak mechutz in a moyo lahaflis is a blia, because trying to heat it from the outside won't bechlal get out the blia. And we said that even if it's klicheris that you never use with fire, you just pour hot water in it, kigain ka'aris, like plates, a derech lishbech aleim mekideris, so even those, you shouldn't go ahead and try to kasher those klicheris. And the Rama added, even klicheni, pirish, he only poured from the pot directly into a different kli. And then you put this kli inside that second kli sheni. Even if you know that the only chametz that was used was in a kli sheni level. So therefore, since we're being machmir, so we'll require hagala with the kli matras and metal kli. Can move the kam b'sefei, like we'll see in sefei. With kli cheres lemahani hagala b'hesek, and by kli cheres, we just said that it doesn't help this kashering. Yefshel l'shtamish with the pesach, you can't use it on Pesach. Omnam, but the eved n'shtamish b'le hagala b'kli she m'shtamish b'le rak b'kli sheni. But the eved, if you use it without agola, a kli that's only used with klisheni, you could go and tell her with a kapais like a plate and spoons. Yishalhakol af bekli cheres b'makom hefsid meruba u'miniya simchus yanto. So you could be mako by a kli cheres if it's a situation where there's going to be a great loss and it's going to prevent simchus yanto. As long as you also have an addition that it wasn't used in 24 hours, so therefore it's nice and tam gam, the taste that comes out is a flawed taste. Because many paiskim are mako with a nice and tam gam by chametz. We said, going back to the discussion of trying to kash this klicharis, we said even if you fill it with coals, it won't help. So it would seem that it should help because this is heating it from the inside and the bliya should come out. And the problem is the machayis alayu. The person is going to be too concerned about the kli. Because it's not the way to use it. When you're dealing with an oven, which is even if it's an oven made out of kli cheres, and even if it's a movable oven, where the derech is indeed to heat it from the inside, we're not concerned that maybe it's going to split, and therefore heating it up would help. You have to make sure that you heat it up until it gets white hot. Discussing being machsha our ovens. So that's the statement we made over here, that atana shalanu, it won't help sticking it back into our ovens. The chashinu again, the machayas alei, you're going to be concerned about the keli, and you're not going to leave it there enough. You'd see him in atana kodim shislavna, you're going to take it out before it turns white. Mashainkin bekif shalom, if you stick it in a furnace, bislavna feel bishalom, let this, it turns white immediately. We said that if it needs kashering, you shouldn't use it before you kasher even sayon, even with cold water. Even if you washed it out well, because it's a gzeir, we're concerned maybe going to come to use it with heat. This applies to other yisurim also. So therefore one should be machmer, even in a Pesach HaChatzos with this idea. That it is mutter to use it in a temporary way. If you rinsed it out and you made sure to it was clean, we'll explain the different halachas.